In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? That's from the Luke version of the latter part of this morning's gospel from Matthew. That's how they reacted in that version. Or as they said, when Jesus declared forgiveness for the sinful woman at his feet in Simon's house, they said, Who is this that forgives sins also? It's hard for us to fathom how deeply shocking it was for the Jewish religious leaders to hear a man dare to declare the forgiveness of someone's sins. A healing miracle is one thing, but only God can forgive sins, according to the Jewish faith. Blasphemy, defined as an impious utterance concerning God and sacred things, irreverent behavior towards sacred things, the crime of assuming to oneself the rights and qualities of God. That's blasphemy. And so have some of our priests declared the actions of five Supreme Court judges as blasphemy by daring to redefine something sacred, sacred marriage, which God had established in the beginning, assuming to themselves the rights and qualities of God. When we come to terms with Jesus, we behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, himself on the cross, the perfect once-for-all sacrifice for sin. But in Judaism, no one was simply pronounced No one simply pronounced their sins to be forgiven. There was an elaborate and detailed ritual, a rite of animal sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem, indeed, which Christ made obsolete. But as we read in Leviticus about this elaborate ritual, whatever one might be guilty of, he shall confess that he hath sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin, which he hath sinned, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats, for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. If he be not able to bring a lamb, then shall he bring for his trespass, which he hath committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons unto the Lord, one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offerings. And he shall bring them unto the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off the head from his neck, and shall not divide it asunder. He shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. He shall offer the second for a burnt offering, according to the manner, and the priest shall make an atonement for him for his sins for which he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he not be able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sinned shall bring for his offering a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour, to bring wheat flour, for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. Then shall he bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it, even a memorial thereof, and burn it on the altar, according to the offerings made by fire unto the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him as touching his sin, that he hath sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him, and the remnant shall be the priest's as a meat offering. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, Then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. So bring money and a bull or a ram from the flock. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in a holy thing, and shall add to the fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest. The priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. We would find the actual sins requiring these sacrifices to be quite trivial. Sins such as intentionally or even accidentally touching something considered unclean, such as a dead animal carcass, or declaring an oath and not following through with it. You would have to bring these offerings for such sin. In Jewish law, for Jesus to declare with a word at that moment the forgiveness of sins, he was bringing a death sentence on himself for blasphemy, for there was no animal sacrifice sufficient for that sin. He was declaring a death sentence on himself, on his head, at that moment of forgiving the paralytic and healing him. Which is why C.S. Lewis said that Jesus either is the Son of God incarnate, forgiving sins in human flesh, or he is a lunatic, sadly disturbed and with apparent death wish. In that moment, early on in all three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the same episode takes place, we see Christ putting himself on the line and in the line of fire with the Jewish leadership. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemies." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, 'Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house.' And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." Christ makes it look easy. He makes it look easy, the forgiveness of sin. But that entire sacrificial system of Judaism for dealing with sins is a reminder to us, and let it be a reminder to us, of the seriousness with which sin is treated by the people of God in the Old Covenant under the direction and inspiration of God through Moses. Sin is so serious that Christ dies because of it. He replaces the bulls and rams and sheep and goats and pigeons and turtle doves and cereal offerings with his own once for all perfect sacrifice for sin, so that we no longer have to bring bulls and goats and lambs and pigeons and such. We just bring ourselves. We do offer flour still, and the flour is fashioned into the body of Christ in the Eucharist. There was an act of confession of sins which preceded the act of animal sacrifice. Now we just come to the sacrament of confession. But let us, brothers and sisters, be mindful of the sacrifice for sin, first under the Old Covenant, and now the New. You now have your sins forgiven by acknowledging and then confessing them with repentance, but without blood, without an offering, without sacrifice in that manner. The only offering is yourself. The only offering is yourself, offering yourself again to the one who has offered everything for you, the Lamb of God. St. John Chrysostom said, "Did you commit sin? Enter the church. Repent for your sin. For here is the physician, not the judge. Here one is not investigated, one receives remission of sins." St. Cyril of Jerusalem said, sin is a fearful evil, but not incurable. Fearful for him who clings to it, but easy for cure for him who by repentance puts it from him. Brothers and sisters, may we easily run to Christ's forgiveness and mercy. And finally, a word of our Holy Father, the new Saint Paisius of Mount Athos. He said, live in constant glorification of and thanksgiving towards God. For the greatest sin is ingratitude. The greatest sin is ingratitude, and the worst sinner is the ungrateful person. The worst sin is the ungrateful person. I don't know if there was a sacrifice in the Old Covenant for ingratitude, but indeed ingratitude is the worst sin. Having been given the gift of life, the promise of salvation, the hope of life eternal, through the witness of the great saints like St. Paisius, who show us the way, who point us to the truth, who lead us to the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.